Welcome to episode 2 of Sensory Reflections with me, Andy Shipley of Natural Inclusion on RNIB Connect Radio's Happy Hour. Each month we'll be reflecting on one or two things going on in nature for you to tune into and a few things you might do. So we're going to start with some things to listen out for. You'll have probably noticed, certainly if you listen to the last episode, you'll be tuning into the bird song as it increases around us and as those birds start singing their mating calls as spring approaches. In this month's episode, we're going to listen to the songs of three birds. Two of these songs sound quite similar to each other, so we're going to try and help you distinguish between them when you're out and about. And the third is quite identifiable once you know what to listen for, and I just wanted to share it with you because it's so beautiful, really. So the two birds we're going to help you distinguish between are the great tit and the chiff-chaff. So we're going to hear the great tit now. The great tit actually has quite a wide range of phrases and can confuse most experts of bird watchers sometimes. But the song it is most renowned for consists of two different pitches and sounds like the phrase teacher, teacher, teacher. Now we're going to hear the chiff-chaff. The reason for its name becomes obvious when you hear it, doesn't it? Like the great tit, it has a two-syllable song, but the two distinct differences are that the song is punchier and has a staccato rhythm, and it doesn't change in pitch in the same way that the great tit song does. And our final song for this episode is this one. And that, if you didn't recognise it, is the song of the song thrush. And for me, one of the most beautiful songs that you can hear at this time of year. The main way of distinguishing a song thrush is that it repeats the phrases in its song several times. Song thrushes are in fact great mimics, and you'll often hear songs of other birds in their repertoire, as well as one or two man-made sounds thrown in as well. So that's it for songbirds, but if you're looking for another activity that you can do this time of year and help nature, all across the country, hedgehogs are now beginning to emerge from their winter hibernation, and they'll be extremely hungry and sort of lost up to a third of their body weight whilst they've been sleeping over the winter months. So one great thing we can do is actually put food and water out for them. Can put water out in a fairly shallow container so they can have easy access to it. And the best food to put out for them is either cat or dog food. And if you want to prevent the cat or dog food being eaten by local cats and dogs, you can actually build a hedgehog cafe. And there's information about how to do this on the RSPB website if you want to look that up. And one more activity you might try as you're out and about is just to give your nostrils a bit of exercise and see how many different scents you can begin to notice as the trees begin to blossom and the spring flowers begin to bloom. And if you're with someone, a great thing to try is to scent trail. So with your eyes closed and with somebody to guide you, see if you can trace the source of the fragrance that you're picking up with your nose. Anyway, that's it for me this month. If you want to find out more about my work, you can go to my website, which is www.natural-inclusion.org, or you could email me, andy@natural-inclusion.org. So until next month, stay sensational.